Welcome to Canada's Property Management Podcast, your number one resource for investing, managing, and maximizing the value of your real estate assets. And now, here's your hosts, Carla Brown and Adrian Schultz, Canada's rental property experts.
So we're back from amateur hour. We had just recorded a part of an episode completely without a microphone. There was a lot of laughter and a lot of good jokes that hopefully we'll be able to redo, but jokes don't sound good recycled.
You know what? It really had nothing to do with the topic that we're talking about, which is on par for you and I. But so our listeners are here to really listen about property management. So let's dive into this topic.
Yeah. And so today we want to talk about the investor roller coaster. Experienced and new investors are probably experiencing some form of pressure on their positive cash flow or on their net cash flow. And that's for a couple of reasons. Everything has increased in cost. All services, all products, all supplies have increased in cost. So regardless of what you may be budgeting for your operations, for your expenses, those are up. And then, of course, there's the group of investors that I think I include myself, we all thought of ourselves as being super smart by going with variable rate mortgages. And I'm talking about real variable rate mortgages, not adjustable rate, which the static payment type of variable rate mortgage, where the payment stays the same, but the amortization changes. I'm talking about the variable mortgage where the mortgage payment changes when the interest rates change. So that is causing a lot of pressure on cash flow. So first of all, that mindset, but Carla, you're in the thick of it. What are you experiencing with investors across Canada as it relates to that pressure?
Exactly that. There isn't a week that goes by that we don't have investors calling and asking, when are we up for renewal again? How much can we move the rent? So we have people in our office that are doing a market analysis on a constant basis to keep their pulse on what's really happening on where we can move the rents. But you know, Adrian, there's a threshold because everything is going up, but I wouldn't say that everybody's income is going up. So when you have renters coming in who a lot of them rent because they can't buy, we know that there's a portion that rent for choice. I truly believe that, but we do have the majority of them because they can't necessarily get into home ownership at this point. So there is only so high that we can go with the rents. And it's very scary when you look at the Western and Eastern provinces where rents keep going up and up and up, and that pretty soon no one is going to be able to afford to live in these properties. But the investors, a lot of pressure on them. I really feel for them. But I have to go back and explain to them why they got into investment real estate. And investment real estate is never a get-rich-quick scheme. I mean, that's not how it rolls, right? You have to understand there are cycles that we're going to go through. And it is a cycle. It will go around and turn around. And no one has a crystal ball to know. No one knew exactly what was going to happen with these interest rates. So it wasn't enough time for investors to necessarily be locking in and get out of that variable situation, which was so favorable for so many years for investors, right? So hard conversations, but have to make them realize that it will come around. You know, we call it the roller coaster. It's really a circle, right? You're going to have to hold on tight and realize that there's going to have to be some investment and that it will come around. We just don't know what that time frame is.
Yeah. So when you look at a real estate investment, for me, I find it the easiest to look at it on a 25-year projection or a 30-year. And the reason is that's usually how your mortgage is going to be amortized, right? Most rental property mortgages are set up over a 25 or 30-year cycle. And when you look at that, I would argue that you're going to have, you know, two or three cycles, right? Not roller coasters, cycles. Where you will experience a year or two of less cash flow, or even where you have to inject some capital into the property to be sure that you're maintaining it for long-term viability. Like, you can't stop spending money on your property. But remember, at the end of that 25-year cycle, a tenant has essentially paid off the investment. And by the way, less positive cash flow also means less income tax exposure at passive income tax rates. Mm-hmm. My wife gets upset some years because she's like, oh, why do we own these rentals? We get this big tax bill at the end of the year, right? But then the following year, when we've injected cash into the properties to improve them so that we can increase rents, et cetera, there might be less cash flow, so less tax exposure. So I think you cannot just think of it from a, oh my, I'm not making as much money. Think of it, you're still paying off the asset long-term that you can, in the good mortgage interest rate years, refinance, make sure that you're setting up home equity lines of credit on the property so that you're always ready to then leverage that rental property to go buy another rental property. I would argue that interest that is paid on a rental property, because it's tax deductible, isn't really bad debt if it's done properly with a good team around you. So yes, is it going to be a tough year for some investors, especially if you're up for renewal? 100%. Long-term, you know, it's short-term pain for long-term gain, right?
Yeah, 100%.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, I think we should leave our listeners with a few things that maybe they could do to be proactive right now. Like, I really think that, you know, just sitting and kind of waiting for those renewals isn't necessarily the best thing, because we know what's on the back of their minds. We're seeing in the news all the time. I would say reach out to your mortgage broker. If you don't have one, we're happy to help you out with that. Just contact Adrian or myself. You can find our contact info always in the podcast info. That's one way, so that they can kind of strategize what is going to be best for me. I'm up for renewal in 6 months. If interest rates are staying the same, should I lock in for X number of years? What, like, where's my comfort level? And start having those discussions rather than just waiting and then feeling the pressure to make the decision at that time. And also with property management, know when your renewals are up on your properties. Do some market analysis so you know what the going rent is in that certain area for that certain type of property. Property management companies can help you with that if you're not sure how to get that, some of that information. This just reminds me of when we send out information to our investors, a lot of them come back and it's like, well, I don't want to lose my tenant. And we don't want you to lose your tenant either. But the reality is that as costs go up, we have to increase the rent slightly. And if a tenant is going to leave, they can't go rent something else for a lesser price. If they like the property, they're okay with a modest price increase. Sometimes we can't go right to market. We have to make it make sense for everybody. But those are things that we really can add some strategy into it so that it's not panic mode when all of these things are happening.
Yeah, no, I agree. And the other thing that I would recommend is it, when times are good, sometimes real estate investors don't look at their income statement as closely as they should or could, because times are good, right? Enjoy it. It's a mistake. You should, on at least on an annual basis, be very closely reviewing all of the expenses associated with your property. But the other thing is, we're about to start a whole new year coming up, right? So what better time to evaluate your income and expenses closely, work with your property manager to see, you know, are there some cost savings opportunities? I'm going to throw something out there. I'm not recommending it, but just an idea, right? If you have a single tenant property where you might be using third-party snow services, go to the tenant, talk to the tenant. Hey, would you like to take care of the snow? Would you like to take care of the grass? And offer them a reasonable rebate on the rent or payment. There are many different approaches that you can take to try to minimize your expense exposure. Another one is property insurance. Right now, insurers are hungry again for business. I was quite surprised with renewals this year, because it wasn't like this 2 years ago during the pandemic when they were all scared about payouts, right? They're hungry again. Lots of opportunities still to get your expenses improved or revised, not necessarily lowered, but you can probably shift some things around. So talk to your mortgage professional, talk to your property manager, and always keep an eye on your expenses to make sure that you don't have a big problem, that you're staying ahead of those problems.
Yeah. Just don't panic. There is always opportunity, and investment real estate will always bode you well if you understand this is a bit of a long-term game. So ride the roller coaster. Is that how we should end this one, Adrian?
Sure. And when in doubt, just listen to more of these episodes. Now that's real property management.
Thanks for listening to Canada's Property Management Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a rating, which will help us reach more listeners. Until next time, connect with us on social media and online at realpm.ca.
Today's episode is brought to you by Century 21 Canada, the gold standard in real estate. Explore listings, find an agent, and get advice at www.c21.ca.